keep smiling on.
Afternoon, everyone. This is Arnoldo, your host of Tommy's Holiday Camp. Once again, every Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m., coming to you from, it's jazz tonight, so it's cool downtown Occidental. And phone number in the studio is 707-827. Oh, God.
Your number.
Oh, my God. It's too much. 874-1073. I'm here right now. So I've got a very special show for you tonight and some great stuff coming up on Cows Radio as well here. This program right now, we're going to play some live jazz and off the cuff. Yeah, OTC will be in the studio right here. They're setting up right now and they're going to play some, Hear the Power. I call it sort of a power fusion, power jazz fusion or something like that.
Miles Davis 70s.
Okay, yeah, it's a good, I think you're all going to enjoy it. And the amazing thing is you can dance to it as well. It's got great...
Peg us, good luck. Yeah, we can't seem to peg ourselves.
So we've got some drums, we've got a bass guitar, and we have got electric piano. Is that the official term?
Well, a keyboard that simulates piano beautifully. Like Rhodes, of course, and organ.
It's got a nice Hammond sitting at home.
And then, of course, the trumpet with some effects.
Yeah, so you've got, so you're going to listen to some keyboards and simultaneous trumpet stuff going on. So hold up, fasten your seatbelts. We've got some great stuff going on. So we're going to be rocking the studio tonight. It's in the buildings from 1860, so hopefully it will survive. It may blast the windows out, but we shall see. And let's see now, coming up, how long are you guys? How are you doing for your... for your setup? Just a couple of minutes. Okay, let me just do a couple of announcements. Coming up on Monday, a very, very big event for Cows on Monday on 2 o'clock on the Mystery Train Show, Stephen G's show. We've got Roger Ruskin Spear from the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band. We'll be speaking to him live, yes, on the telephone from London. So it should be really fun. He's a wild and crazy guy. And be great to hear what he's doing and educate some Americans about who they are. I know Stephen actually saw them, the Bonzo Dogs, when they warmed up for the Rolling Stones, I think in the Fillmore East, long time ago. So anyway, folks, whilst they're getting ready, I thought I'd play a little Roger Ruskin Spear, just for the sheer heck of it.
Well, back in the sanity of Blighty, we'll get on with the next object, please.
And for Joy's solo, black plastic with a hole in the middle. Black plastic with a hole in the middle.
Thank you.
glad that I'm a fly. I really wonder why. I'm glad that I'm a little fly. You. I'm glad that I'm a fly. I really wonder why. I'm glad that I'm a little fly. You.
Okay, now let's see. We're back from
This is a little story about a mattress.
That Roger Ruskin Spear, he's always pretty wild. So anyway, we're back in the studio and we're with Off the Cuff. So we'd like the guys to introduce themselves for their first number. So should we start with Eric? What tell us about yourself and what you play?
Well, I'm the keyboard crazy of the band, and I am playing on a Motif 8, for those who may know Yamaha's boards, which I love. It's got awesome piano sounds and great Rhodes, and I'm going to play with some organ. But the first tune, we're going to start off with something I wrote when I was about 19, and I'm calling this tune The Ride. And on drums, I think Jonathan ought to say a couple words here.
Yeah, my name's Jonathan Kopach. I want to thank everyone here for letting us be here. This is great. So if we're a little weird, it's just because this is new to us. But we've been around for a long time, so this is something kind of like we're just doing something different. This is what we want to do, and we hope everyone accepts it. But if they don't, had a great ride. And I'm the drummer, by the way.
My name is Alan Wells. I play the bass, and I grow lots of hair.
And then just one request from out there, because we're all in the studio together, I'm guessing what the mix is going to be like. So if somebody can give us a call in and let us know if something should go up or down or where, thank you very much. That would be great. Thank you very much, Miss Laura, for your show and for the inconvenience of us moving in. On you. Thank you very much, Miss Laura. We'll call and let's go with your first show. Go right ahead. Well, how do you like that, folks? Let us know. Give us a call and...
Don't run away.
Yeah. Keep listening. That was lovely. Thank you so much. Excellent, excellent. Great jazz. Great.
Our improv kind of off-the-cuff nature.
But yeah, an old composition with a new energetic twist.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, yeah. That's its latest version in style. I don't know if they're picking up the trumpet with the wah pedal, something we really enjoyed from Miles Davis, you know, introducing us to. You know, it's not just for guitars. Actually, I have this theory that the wah pedal, if you think about it, and you think about the old 20s jazz where they were using the plunger mutes on the trumpet,
oh, yeah.
I think that's where the wah pedal actually kind of got originated. Yeah. So here I am just doing it electronically back to the old original.
Dude, that's
wah.
There's a little
making it up kind of theory for you, but that's the way I have fun with that one anyway. I like to watch people go, oh yeah.
I like it.
So, you guys, do you start with just jamming on something and then something comes out of it? Or do you start with something that's... you work up something and then...
We do often, actually, when we're doing our Friday night jamming. Jonathan might have some input on ideas about this, but for you guys tonight, we're actually doing some things that we kind of dialed in a little bit, so we're not quite as off the cuff, but we keep a very loose arrangement. Very loose.
If you let us come back, then we start exploring. Tonight's just kind of a promo pack, but I mean, everything we've done has just been like, you know, Eric has really comes up with the majority of the tunes, but Al and I, we've been playing together for almost 20 years off and on, so we have our own syncopated, percussive, whatever ways to back up the jazz thing. You know, he's schooled in jazz. He's got an excellent background at it. You know, doing all the stuff in the city and everything. And Al and I toiled away in Sonoma County for 20 years and lots of jam projects and lots of trying to make it big. But now we're just kind of happy with this. This kind of rounds us out with who we are. And I just hope that it takes, because I think jazz today that's played around Sonoma County is a little bit too sterile and stagnant for, you know,
jazzy?
Yeah, too jazzy, you know, jazzy with like jazz. Velour and all that kind of stuff. But
kind of the anti-jazzy jazz. You
know, yeah, that's the energy somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah, our brain's stuck in like 65 to 1975 musically, at least for me, you know, that's where, but then we had our punk rock background and thank people like Primus and those kind of groups for being around. So
that's great.
Yeah.
It's awesome. A great mix. Yeah. Like the heart. Yeah. Heavier rocky rock mix backing, you know, the jazz. It's a nice.
Yeah. Nice. We probably won't make it big at the farmer's markets or coffee shops, but
you know.
A little bit of volume or something, you know.
Hey, we're happy to play those gigs too, by the way.
But,
give us a call. You got a farmer's gig for us, we're there.
We're there.
Indeed. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it. Next one.
What you're on?
Little Son. Little Son. Okay, a little Rhodes action here. Just sweep this keyboard up a wee bit. Forgive me. Second. Okay.
It's official.
Oh, okay,
WSFM.
Thank you. Lovely. And what was that called?
It's something we call Little Sun because we alter it a bit, but it's a Freddie Hubbard composition called Little Sunflower, and we obviously take it way out from the mellow version that the jazzers usually always stick to.
You couldn't call that mellow, no.
Kind of maybe the metal version of Little Sun. It's Little Sun for us.
Yeah. Well, great. You listen to, let me tell you who you listen to. You listen to Cowes Radio 107.3, coming to you from HIP downtown Occidental, as we're in the jazz mood. And phone number in the studio, 874-1073. If you're enjoying Off the Cuff, OTC, they're playing live in the studio. And let's see, coming up in a few minutes, we'll be having a quick chat with Cher Christian. She'll be telling us about International Homestay. And then a bit later, in about 40 minutes, we'll be hearing Dan Lee's story from the whimsical land of Ash Fork, and it's called Laughing Birds this week. So, lots happening in Cowes, the Cowes world. There's talk we'll be moving our studio in a month or so we'll have a little more elbow room, which will be lovely for everybody concerned. So... As we keep telling you, we do need our donations. We have some wonderful underwriters who help us out on a regular basis. And one of them you may use nearly every day, and that's the WACCO bulletin board. And that's WACCOBB.net. And they support us, and you can join them on the wonderful bulletin board. You can put your events or discuss things in ways connecting conscious community in the North Bay. So you go to www.waccobb.net and support your local community. Now, off the cuff, our local guys, they've been toiling away in the hills and valleys of Sonoma County. And they're great, so we need to keep them here. Well, I suppose it's okay if they get big and they tour the world. That would be fine, as long as they came back. But the Beatles never came back to Liverpool, so would you do the same?
This is our world tour right now. Okay, this starts right here. So
the county tour. So just a quick news announcement from the Cowes News Bureau. Obama's stimulus dollars have been allowed for summer jobs for 14 to 24-year-olds. Sonoma County was awarded $1.2 million for a summer jobs program for young people aged from 14 to 24, which was included in the stimulus package as approved by Congress earlier this year. Half of the jobs will be in stream restoration, flood prevention, and various environmental projects, and will be run by the Summer Youth Ecology Corps in conjunction with Sonoma County agencies and environmental groups. The program begins in mid-June for 6 weeks. Application sessions to evaluate income and other eligibility requirements will be held at the following locations from 3 to 7 p.m. Get your pencil. Petaluma, May 20th. Healdsburg, May 21st. Gurneyville, May 26th, Sebastopol, May 27th, and Sonoma, May 28th. For more information, go to www.socoyouth.org. So that's socoyouth.org. Okay, let's get back in the studio there. You got something for us?
Yes, this is something that originated probably about a year ago. The drummer and I just were jamming, basically, and this thing was one of those record everything moments, and we went back and listened. It's like, hey, that was cool. This kind of came out of that. It's so I give him credit that we wrote this together, and I kind of expanded on it, and we call this Majorically Speaking.
Take it away, Eric. It's all you.